Hi, and welcome to your next video. This video is all about what training gear do you need when you're training for a triathlon. Now look, I've got two pages of stuff, and if there's one thing that triathletes either love or hate, it is buying triathlon gear. And it seems like we can never be happy with what we got. We're always looking forward to buying something else. So if you like buying things, then triathlon is definitely your sport. If you don't like buying things, well, it could be interesting to see what happens with your lifetime in the sport of triathlon. Now, I've got beside me, I know you can't see it, I got my bike. I've got gear all over the place here on the floor. I always have it ready when I need to go out and train. Now, in the beginning, there's a lot of things you're going to have to buy. There just is. I mean, we're dealing with three different sports. We got swimming, we got biking, and we got running. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you a list of things that you need. And I'm going to start off with things that you absolutely need. And then on the second page, I'm going to go over things that you would like to have. So you're going to have two lists you're going to create. Things you need, and then a wish list of things that you want to have. Okay, let's put on the glasses and we're gonna start off. Now we're gonna go a sport at a time, and we're gonna start with swimming. Now, the first thing you're gonna need to do with swimming is you're gonna need a swimsuit. You can't swim naked in most pools, so you need a swimsuit. You're gonna need goggles on, and you're going to need a swim cap. Now, a swim cap is not absolutely necessary, but most ladies and typically most men do. I'm going to take that back and say some men wear a swim cap. I always wear a swim cap. I like it. But from the guys that I coach, a lot of them, some of them just don't wear swim caps. And really, that's all you need for swimming. You need a swimsuit, you need goggles, and you need a swim cap. Get your butt to the pool, and away you go. That's it for swimming. Simple. Okay, that's the easiest sport for us to start off with. Just three things we need. For biking, this one here is going to be a longer list. So you know what? Let's skip the bike. You're going to save that one for last. Let's move on to the run. Run, the first thing we're going to need are running shoes. Okay, running shoes. And then you're going to need your running clothes. So you're going to need a shirt. And you can just run in a cotton shirt if you want. But typically most people run in like a technical t-shirt to wick the sweat away. You're going to need, if you're lucky to live in someplace warm and you can run outside, that's warm. You'll need some shorts, some running shorts. I live in Canada, so most of the year we are running in cold weather. And so I like to have tights, okay? So tights, you're gonna need some type of undies, right? So underwear, you can have your normal underwear, or you can get some sport-specific running gear. You're also gonna need a sport-specific running bra to hold everything in place. Jacket. Okay, when it gets cold out, you're gonna need a lightweight jacket and socks. For socks, I do recommend you getting technical running socks, so those thin socks, instead of big, thick cotton socks. It's gonna make your life a lot better. So those are the two things you need for running. I know that the running clothes is kind of a longer list, but that is kind of what you need for running. So you need the shoes and you need your clothes. To add a little bit more excitement to the run, you can get a watch. Okay, so you can get a GSP watch. A GSP, it's not a GSP. I have a dog that's a GSP, which is a German short hair pointer. But no, you do not need a GSP watch. You need a GPS watch, right? So that it can connect to the satellites and tell you how fast and how far and how many calories you're burning, all that kind of stuff. It's like a smart watch, right? Or you can just use your phone. And nowadays, I know a few of my athletes have the Apple Watch, and they love the Apple Watch. It does so many features. But that is like an extra add-on that you could use. You do not need it. Most of us have a smartphone. You could use your smartphone to do your training with. Now, let's go on to a lot of people's favorite sport, which is the bike. The first thing you're gonna need for the bike is, you guessed it, you're gonna need a bike. So you can either get a road bike, or you can get a triathlon specific bike. You're gonna need bike shoes. Now, when you first start off, you obviously really don't need bike shoes, but bike shoes, like bike specific shoes, will make training and riding that much easier. So I do have that on the list, bike shoes. You're gonna need bike clothing. Now, just like the running clothing, this is a longer list. So it's gonna start off with a bike jersey. We have bike shorts. Bike shorts are highly, highly recommended. So it's gonna help cushion the saddle or the seat on your butt so that you enjoy going cycling. In the beginning, it can be a little bit rough. So a lot of people may not know this, but you need bike shorts. Tights, again, back in Canada, or if you're riding in cooler temperatures, tights outside make a big, big difference. Jacket or jackets, depending on the temperature. A lightweight jacket is good for cool mornings, and a thicker jacket is good for cold mornings. Now, oftentimes what I do with the gear and the jackets, the bike jackets and the running jackets can be used for both sports. I don't have a specific running jacket or a specific biking jacket. I flip-flop between the two so I can always use them, which is kind of nice. So you don't need a specific jacket. Socks, just that you can use your technical socks from running for the biking. Gloves are important, and again, depending on how cold it is, depend on the thickness of the gloves. Rain gear, if you're going to be training outside in the rain, you're going to need some rain gear, so a rain jacket is nice. What else you need? Some booties. I have booties on here. Booties are neoprene boots that actually go over your shoes, and they give you some warmth, and they also protect your feet from the rain. On your bike, you're going to need some water bottles and some cages to hold the water bottle so that you can drink and stay hydrated as you're biking. One thing that I've added to my athletes in the last couple of years are lights. So having lights in the back of the bike is highly important. Turn them on every time you're going riding, especially outside. Inside doesn't really matter, but outside, very good so that it is illuminating the back of your bike so that cars approaching you can see you, and so you're more visible. So it's very important to have a light on your back. A repair kit. A repair kit is a bag that hangs from the back of your saddle or your seat. Your seat is known as a saddle, okay? And inside the repair kit, you're gonna have quite a few different items. You're gonna have a spare tube, so when you get a flat tire, you can put a new tube in. You're gonna need some Allen keys. Allen keys are small tools that can make adjustments on the bike if you need it. Tire levers to get that tire off so that you can change that tire tube. CO2. CO2 is in a canister, and it will allow you to quickly inflate your tire within like seconds. Or if you don't want to have CO2, you can have a pump, and you can have a small handheld pump attached to your bike. If you're going to be using the CO2, you're going to need a CO2 adapter to get the CO2 out of the canister and into your tires. I'm going to stop you there at the list that when you're first starting training, that's what you need. So if you can get those items right away, off you go. Now, one thing that I did not add on the bike is a bike computer. I didn't add that because if you have one of these watches, you can use it for running, you can use it for biking, and you can use it for swimming. So you do not necessarily need a specific bike computer, a specific run computer, and a swim computer. Some people do have that, but the watches that we have now can work for all three. When I am training outside, I like having this watch, only for running and for swimming. And for my bike, which is down here, I know you can't see it, I use a specific bike computer. I like it. The reason why I like having a bike computer right there, like if I'm riding, it's right there, so that I don't have to have my hand and do this. I find for myself, it's safer just to look down and see the numbers that I'm looking at. Okay, so that's like, add it to your wish list is a bike computer. Now let's go to the wish list for all of these sports. We're gonna start with swimming. The first one is a wetsuit. When you first start training, you do not need a wetsuit because you're just training. Unless you are training, your training happens to be in an ocean, lake, or river, and you don't have access to a pool, then you will need a wetsuit. Paddles. Paddles are plastic things that go over your hand and increase the resistance of the water. Most pools will have paddles, but some swimmers like to have their own. Fins or flippers, they go on your feet. Again, a lot of pools will have this, so you can just ask and say, hey, do you have fins or flippers I can use? These are very good for doing swimming drills and making it easier in the beginning. Tempo trainer. A tempo trainer is a small little device that goes under your swim cap that will beep, 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 and it will set your rhythm or set your tempo as you're swimming, which is a cool toy, but you do not need it in the beginning. A swim buddy is a flotation device that goes behind you in open water to make you increases your visibility. Now, if you're not swimming outside in open water, you do not need a swim buddy. But if you are swimming in open water, then you will need a swim buddy. Okay, so that's it. Those are all the things you need for swimming. Yes, you might find some other toys you want to put in there, but for the most part, that's what you need for swimming. Now, I'm gonna go to the run, and do you know what? I don't have anything else for the run. So I have nothing else here on the wish list for running. Running is pretty simple. You may want to add some things, like if you're gonna be running for like long times, you may want to get a running vest, like a running backpack, so you can put in a lot of water, like one of those hydration packs. Or I have a vest where I can put a lot of different things, a lot of pockets, so I can carry my camera, I can carry lots of nutrition, extra hydration. So that may be something you can add to your running wish list, is a running vest. Now let's get to the bike. There's always places to spend money on your bike. It's so funny. One of the favorite expressions for triathletes and cyclists are, how many bikes do you need? And the answer is always N plus one, being N is the number of bikes you currently have. So you can never have too many bikes. Although your significant other may have an answer for that, which is no more. Okay, all right, anyways, to get back to some dream items for your bike, one is a bento box. In the beginning, you do not need a bento box. A bento box is a box that goes on the top of your top tube, and it holds whatever you want to put in. I use the bento box for nutrition, so I'll put in my gels, my bars, things like that, salt. You can also use it to put in your cell phone, right? So a bento box is used for carrying different things. A floor pump. Where's my floor pump? I know I didn't have a lot of props for this, but this is a floor pump, okay? These can be a little bit pricey, and in the beginning, do you need it? You don't need it. You can get a hand pump and pump it up, but I do recommend at some point getting a floor pump and getting a nice one if you think you're going to be in sport for a while, because it will last a long time. I spent a bit of money for this one, but I bet you right now it's over 10 years old and is still pumping air really, really well. An indoor trainer. In Canada, we do a lot of our rides inside, so you want to get a trainer. We'll talk about the different types of trainers you can get in a different video, but again, that could be onto a wish list. Sunglasses. These are just reading glasses, but when you're outside, put on some sunglasses. That should almost be on like the necessary list. And I like sunglasses for biking and for running, because it protects your eyes from dust and dirt and bugs. And you know, if a car goes by you and rocks come up, it can protect your eyes. So I'm all about being safe. So I would almost add that sunglasses to the list of things that you need to do for those list of items that you need to buy right away. And most people have sunglasses, right? You just throw them on. Power meter. Power meter for the bike tells you, it measures how much power you're producing as you're turning the pedals. And again, that's a wish list item. For me, it took me, I bet you, almost 10 years before I bought a power meter, but I love it. Race wheels. Race wheels are those sexy wheels that are really deep, and they're really fast, and they're really expensive. So in the beginning, do you need race wheels? No, you do not need race wheels. As you spend more time in the sport, you will want to have race wheels. Aero bars. Aero bars are those bars and the handlebars that get you into this position. In the beginning, do you need them? Nope, you don't. If you just have a road bike, you can get on clip-on aero bars to get you in this position. Or if you have a tri bike, it comes with aero bars on it. And that's it. Those are all the things you're going to need. Yes, there will be little things that you can get for training as you go along. There's always going to be new products created. But generally, this is the list that you will look to when you're buying gear for triathlon training. So swimming, biking, running. Swimming is the basic. Swimming is the sport that requires the least amount. Running is the one that requires the second amount. And then biking requires the most. I find that if you're just starting to get into triathlon, that this first year is the worst. it's the worst in the sense that you're going to be spending a lot of money in the beginning. But because you're buying your wetsuit, all your bike, running stuff, all those things can be used again for the second year. So the second year, you're not spending as much money. The first year, you do spend quite a bit. The second, third, fourth, and so on, you're not spending as much money, especially on the necessary items. You're spending money on your dream list of items, things that you really want to have, but not necessarily need to have. Okay, so I'm gonna have this list posted below this video where you can print it off and then you can go out and shop. So if you're brand new to triathlon, you can get those basic items that you need first. And then if you are been in the sport for a long time, you can look and go, huh, maybe I need a power meter this year. Wouldn't that be nice? Now there's lots of different power meters to get. Same thing with race wheels, but this is just the starting point of what you can get. Now your task right now is to create a list, things that you want. No, things that you need and things that you want. Because at some point, you're gonna have a birthday, all those special holidays coming up. When someone asks you, hey, what should we get you for these? What kind of gift should we get you for these holidays? And you pull out your wish list. You say, hey, something on the wish list would be great. And you're gonna find at some point in your triathlon career, you'll have your list will be all done. Like for me, I have everything that I need, and my list is almost non-existent. So that's your list of necessary gear for triathlon training. Okay, I can't wait to see what kind of gear you get. You can send me pictures of the things you bought, post in the Facebook group. I'd love to see it. I love new gear, and I especially love seeing the new wetsuits and new bikes. All right, this is Coach Todd saying thank you very much and happy training. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.